how to stay calm, protect life, and encourage the next right step in addiction recovery chaplaincy, crisis moments can arrive suddenly. A person may confess relapse. A family member may call in fear. Someone may say, "I cannot do this anymore." Another person may be intoxicated, overwhelmed, ashamed, or afraid they will use again. The chaplain's first task is not to say everything perfectly. The first task is to stay calm enough to be useful. Calm does not mean passive. Calm means spiritually steady, emotionally grounded, and clear about the next right step. A calm chaplain slows the moment down. A calm chaplain listens carefully. A calm chaplain watches for danger. One simple pattern can help: listen, assess, connect, and pray by permission. First, listen. Let the person speak without immediate correction. You might say, "Tell me what happened," or "I am listening." This helps the chaplain understand whether this is sorrow, relapse disclosure, active danger, or a crisis requiring urgent help. Second, assess. Is the person safe right now? Are they thinking about harming themselves? Is there overdose risk? Are they withdrawing dangerously? Are they intoxicated and driving? Is someone else in danger? Is abuse or violence present? These questions must be asked with compassion, not accusation. Third, connect. The chaplain should help the person reconnect with appropriate support. That may include a sponsor, recovery group leader, pastor, counselor, treatment provider, crisis line, emergency service, or trusted family member when appropriate. The chaplain's role is not to replace these supports, but to help the person move toward them. Fourth, pray by permission. A simple question is enough. Would you like me to pray with you? If they say yes, pray briefly and clearly. Ask God for mercy, truth, protection, courage, and the next faithful step. This is not the moment for a long sermon. It is a moment for presence. The chaplain can also encourage one concrete action. Can you call your sponsor now? Can we contact your recovery leader? Can you move to a safer place? Can we get medical help? Can you agree not to be alone tonight? The next right step should be specific. A person in crisis may feel like their whole story has collapsed into one moment. The chaplain helps them remember, this moment is serious, but it is not the whole story. They are an embodied soul made in God's image. They need truth, help, support, and hope. Staying calm can protect life. Encouraging the next right step can reopen the path toward recovery, accountability, and grace.